Us happy too.
I would like just to say to you, my dear friends, thank you for all your thoughts for others, and I would say to you that at this particular time, there are many like-minded people who are sending thoughts for world peace on your planet. And we hear those voices, and I would just say to you that when there is such a concerted effort of love, it can only bring some good to your world.
That's very nice to hear.
Every individual's thought is, of course, heard if given in love. But when you have many, that energy increases, and as always, is heard by those of us in our world who can then try, as one of you here suggested, influence the leaders of your countries in the power of good. I would say this to you, my dear friends, that I would like at this time for some part of this evening to work quietly with the instrument, but before that I will be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Do you want to start, George?
Oh, yes, could I mention that recently three came through from Spirit offering assistance to the group. One offered assistance in leather book binding. We thanked him and were interested in the history of it, but it's not particularly appropriate to ourselves at the moment. Another offered extra clarity and clairvoyance, which we gladly accepted. And a third, whom we may know as Brother Michael, offered automatic writing, and he was concerned that we would mention this to yourself to see if this facility might be helpful at all.
understand your question. Let me say this to you, that all who come to this room come to you in love and hope to help each one of you only in as much as you try to help yourselves. As much as we can give without your acceptance, it cannot go further. Therefore, I say to you, my dear friends, you must always use your own free will, your own understanding with anything that comes to you. We cannot force our wills upon you.
Yes. I got the impression he was just seeking your approval.
Yes. I approve anything that is offered in love. But we cannot offer help if you do not accept it. And after all, my dear friend, that is why you have free will. To make your own judgments. To create for yourselves that inner knowledge, that love that is given to you, to then create within yourselves a knowledge that becomes more spiritual in nature. So yes, my answer to you is simply anything given in love and accepted in love is fine by those of us here.
Thank you. Thank you. That clarifies that for us.
Yes. In the same way that as each individual within this room is given help on a daily basis, you do not always sense that help. But spiritually, you accept and take that help which is given. But then you must accept on a physical level that help in order that you may recognize those things offered to you.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I feel we're all becoming more aware of this.
Yes.
Certainly.
Yes. You have to make the effort. It matters not how much we give if you do not accept and utilize those things. Are there more questions, my friends?
I was thinking about our friend Margaret that used to come, who now has a disease called Alzheimer's. She's forgotten all about coming here and so on, but spiritually she wouldn't have forgotten any of it, would she?
No. Her awareness is still there. The problem is on a physical level.
Yeah.
Yes. In the same way as people who are ill or what you call dying are totally spiritually aware of all that goes on around.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess that was what I just want confirmation.
Hmm.
when people like that pass over Sanyama, they've got to make for the light and to be called over. I get a little bit anxious. Are they aware of the light and do they get a bit of extra guidance?
When they come to our side of life, they come as spirits, not as physical beings. That is left behind.
So I think you're saying that in effect the Alzheimer's or forgetfulness is left behind.
It's part of the old clothing. Oh. Yes. It is a physical condition that the spirit can cast off at the time of passing.
So no matter how ill they are, they can go through.
May be that they need some spiritual upliftment or healing, which is available to all who have been ill for some time. But we are speaking on a spiritual level when they come to our side of life.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Are you able
to... do not be concerned.
No. Are you able to take another question?
I will take one more this time.
I do name drop from time to time.
Yes.
They are usually people of some interest. There was one named Rudolf Steiner, who I feel he was one who would go within to seek information. And he was known as a mystic. One of the things he did was to recommend a rather strange method for reviving, shall I say, worn out agricultural soil and kick-starting it back into activity. And his recipe was to, or part of it, was to fill cow horns with manure and bury them in the ground for several months. Then stir this mixture into water, stirring to the right and to the left, and using this dilute solution on a very large area of soil, so that one feels it was used almost homeopathically. And I rather fancy that he was developing the right bacteria to initiate humus production in the soil. Anyway, his method seems to work.
Yes.
I just wondered if you had anything to say about Rudolf Steiner or that particular item.
Yes, names matter not, as you know. But, of course, he would have been influenced in some way. And the simple answer is, when you speak of burying the horns deep within the earth, we have spoken of earth energies and those who work with the earth.
Yes.
So you see, although there is a simple explanation, he has elaborated in his own mind what has been given to him.
Yes.
And made use of that information. But of course he would have been influenced, as all people on this earth are influenced in some way. Your chemists, your doctors, your scientists, name any of them who create some new idea, or you think is a new idea.
Yes, as you told us several times.
So always, my dear friend, when you read of these things or see these new inventions, think spiritually, and the answer becomes easy for you to understand.
I suspect you were implying that the elementals have been involved.
Of course, that is their task. But we need to influence some human beings to start the process off.
Hmm.
You understand?
But it makes interesting reading that
yes.
his seemingly strange approach does work.
Yes. It matter not the steps that are taken. It is the outcome which is important.
Yes.
As you would probably agree.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Well, thank you for that.
It actually happens to ordinary people as well, Sam, because my wife does crosswords. And she comes out with something I can't help her out with, I can't read it, and suddenly she'll get a word. And she said, I'm sure that's come from spirit, because it comes out of the blue. So it comes out with ordinary mortals like us.
Yes, you are no different. If help can be given, we help, even in something as simple as an everyday occupation. All of you are available to influence. And after all, there are so many who are by your sides, hoping not just to help in matters of everyday living, but to influence each of you spiritually. That is the important task. But I know that each one of you within this room has felt at some time help from our world.
Yes.
Oh yes. Yes.
It's nice to thank them too.
And once you recognize that help, you can then ask for more.
Yes. And not just words and ideas in writing, but the synchronicities.
Yes.
Seem to be important and seem to highlight things.
You must always take note of synchronistic views and see the relationship between all of these happenings, because it does come from us, but we do need you to recognize it for yourselves. And the more you recognize, the more we give.
Yeah. I wished I'd known this earlier on in life.
I think we all do.
But it is not important when the fact is that you have found yourself.
Mm.
And you can now continue upon the pathway that you have started.
Yeah.
my dear friends, I will continue to work quietly with this one and allow the rest of your time to be used wisely.
Thank you.
We are blessed.